All right, here we go. Last break of the day. And Steve.
Yeah.
This is a time you get kind of quiet and in your pensive moment because it's almost time for your closing remarks. But it's been a good day, right?
It's been great.
Yeah, this good Thursday.
Yeah.
It's been a fun day.
You know, it's good. You know, these closing remarks of late, man, I just want to kind of explain it to everybody. What I've decided to do is just share with you some experiences that I've gained. And a lot of it has to do with spirituality. Now, let me just start by saying this. I'm not a very religious person, per se. I think I'm really a spiritual person, but religious, it kind of comes with a different connotation. I don't claim to be perfect. It doesn't matter to me what church you go to, what mosque you go to, what synagogue you go to. It doesn't matter to me. It's not my business. And I've chosen to be that way. And I think that God is okay with me being that way because my message is to try to convince or to help people understand that having a relationship with God is really cool. It's the relationship you want with God. Your choice of religion is none of my business. I have a lot of Muslim friends. I know some great Muslim people around the world. I know some great Christian people around the world. I know great Catholics around the world. I know great Jewish people, Protestant, whatever. I know some really, really cool people. And I've just decided that my mission is not to convince you to see it my way. My mission is to try to help you understand that having a relationship with God is critical for you. It's necessary for you. You know, I posted something the other day on my Instagram. It was a picture of a warrior with his head bent. And he was on his knee and he had a sword in his hand and a shield. And on this Instagram post, I posted it. And if you go on my Instagram, you could see it from yesterday. And this man is on his knees with his head bowed, with his sword in his hand and armor and shield on. And he said, "The devil saw me with my head down and thought he'd won until I said amen." So what the painting was saying is, my head ain't down. I'm actually praying. And so after I sent that, you know, I was just reading the comments, which I know better. But the second comment, and the caption under it was "prayer works." The second comment under there, or third comment, was "no, it don't." And you just go, "Wow, wait a minute, man. It don't matter what you say. Some people just dare to counter. But I don't do it for those people anymore. I do it for those people who are trying to get it." And if you're trying to get a relationship with God, it's important for you to understand something. You know what? You got to understand something. Let me explain to you what I learned about favor, because my life has a lot of favor on it. But I know a lot of people who got favor on their life. Somebody told me one time, favor ain't fair. Favor is not fair. If favor was fairly given out, if favor was given out fairly, none of us would get it. Uh-oh. Favor ain't fair, because if favor was given out to the just or the righteous, if that's how fair was passed out, would none of us get it? Favor ain't fair. That's why you can look over somebody's life and you can judge them and say, "Well, they ain't all this, but they got this." That's because favor ain't fair. But let me show you what favor do. Do you know how much favor God gives to you to show you that favor ain't fair? Watch this here. Have you ever woke up in the morning and didn't thank God for waking you up in the morning? But he woke you up anyway? That was favor. Let me ask you a question, because I hardly ever do this. When I lay down at night, I don't recall asking God to wake me up in the morning. But you know what he did? For 62 years, he done woke me up in the morning. You know what that was? That was some favor. Favor ain't fair, because guess what? I ain't even asked to be awakened. I have left the house without thanking him for waking me up. But he keep waking me up. And he keep laying me down to sleep. And he keep giving me another chance. And he keeps me alive when it seems like I should have been gone. He holds me when I feel so alone. He corrects mistakes that I've made on decisions I've made. He's corrected them for me. You know what that was, y'all? That was favor. Every time you take a breath that you have no control over, can I tell you something? That's favor. That's why you hear old people talk about grace and favor. And old people say, all I want is a little more grace. Because great, you can't earn grace. You can't earn favor. It's just given. Favor is given to the just. Favor is given to the unjust. Favor is given to the grateful. Favor is given to people that don't ever say thank you. All of us have benefited from his favor. What do you think would happen if you formed a closer relationship with him? Well, tomorrow I'll tell you what happened, because it happened to me. I just want to share that with you. Y'all have a great weekend. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Okay? That's a good one. I'll talk to y'all.